Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It looks like you're about to open a packet of some kind of food there.
Oh, Andy, help us out. I've got two chocolate cookies, two butterscotch crunch, two Viennese Worlds.
You collected them from the area where we are today?
Yeah.
Are they freebies?
I'm not willing to give you that information.
I didn't get offered them.
Well, I can offer you two Viennese Worlds because they don't
I'll take them for later on. We're back in the studio, aren't we?
I haven't seen your actual flesh for, I'm going to say, 3 years. I don't know.
There was a brief period at the Tyne Theatre in Newcastle where we had a conversation from about 30 feet apart.
That's right.
But yeah. Other than that, yeah, it's been pre-COVID. So that's nice. And it's good to see that you're adding sound effects of cookies.
I like to think to myself the parsnippers are a little bit more indulgent to my eating habits.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
We'll see. Occasionally they leave comments about how objectionable they find it.
How do you go? Look at Andy. Do you think my skin looks good? That kind of thing.
Given that it's been 3 years, I reckon you only look about 2 years, 10 months older.
Well, that's not so bad, is it? I think they'd call that a result.
Given that everything we've been through... in those 3 years, I think that's all right. What about me? How am I looking?
Yeah, your skin looks really lovely, but you do get that on a slightly plumper man.
It's stretched.
But your eyes aren't looking good. What about a bit of retinol? Have you not been sleeping?
I've been all right, I think.
Yeah.
This is just generally, this is basic level Dawson, you're seeing right now.
Sorry to be a bearer of bad news, but they're almost what I call Halloween eyes, you know, when someone's painted up their eyes for effect.
Oh, really?
I'm into zombies at the moment, Andy.
Yeah,
I'll get onto that later.
Is that something you come into like now and again? Is it cyclical? You get into zombies every few years?
So this is Athletical Parsnips.
Yes.
It's like Athletical Parsnips live. It feels like it, doesn't it?
Kind of, yeah. It does feel different. I'm not looking at it inside me little mobile phone in a very, very small square area. Well, generally, I'll be honest, I can only usually see kind of part of your forehead.
Yeah.
Because of the way you position the camera.
Well, I hold... This is just housekeeping, isn't it, or something?
TikTok.
You know, Andy, whatever I'm going through, however old I might look, I'm still listening to that country music.
Oh, man. Who isn't, though? You know what I mean? We've kicked off a country music revival. There's even radio stations for it now.
Oh, don't be daft.
Yeah, honestly. Well, have you got a new one for us,
then?
Yeah,
of course I have.
Okay, well, let's have a bit of that, then. Here we go.
I've been listening to that country fucking music with an attic full of skunk to supervise. I've got some flaky skin around my neck folds and some weeping blisters on my upper thighs. The problem is I'm only eating dippers. I haven't had any veg since I was 5. I had some turkey crisps on my 18th birthday. Probably the only reason that I'm still alive. But I'm not honky, I'm not bright as a spark. I'm Andy Dawson, I'm pissing on shadows.
Shadows, shadows
in the fucking dark. I spend all my money on country music. If my skunk cup fails, I'm heading for the streets. Need to find myself a better way of living, like the rodeo or delivering for Uber Eats. But I'm not honky, I'm not bright as spark. I'm Andy Dawson, I'm pissing on shadows.
Shadows, shadows
in the fucking dark.
Yeah!
Yeah, does it give you a Toy Story feeling, Andy?
A Toy Story feeling?
Yeah, like Woody from Toy Story.
What's that mean?
He's a cowboy, country music and all that.
Okay.
Just wondered if my song took you there.
I just wondered how you knew about my 18th birthday when I had them turkey crisps.
I bet you whooped them down,
didn't
you?
Someone made some research.
Do you like the... I probably asked you before, hadn't you? Do you like the posh crisp? You know, the artisan crisp.
I'm not arsed.
I think it's shit.
I wouldn't go as far as to say they're shit, but I'm not bothered.
Kettle crisps and all that.
Kettle crisps. Nah. It just gives a pack of Walkers.
Do you know, you hate to say it if for some reason... But yeah, the Walkers is a very good crisp, isn't it?
There's a reason why they're the best-selling crisps. I'm just guessing they're the best-selling crisps. I don't know.
They're light, they're pale, there's got a crunch.
You get less and less in the bag year on year, so it's healthier, I guess.
God or bless them.
You'll have two bags.
And the other thing, a lot of people think that they don't have as much clout as they used to, Andy. They aren't as vinegary as they used to be, or as cheese and onion-y.
Yeah.
What say you, you bastard?
I say if there's been a change, it's been negligible and I haven't noticed.
You haven't noticed.
Do you know what I mean? Like in the book, The Twits, where Mr. Twit shaves a little bit off of the walking stick of Mrs. Twit each night. Does he shave off? No, he adds a bit.
He adds a little bit
each night, and she makes it thinks that she's shrinking because her walking stick's getting bigger.
Yeah.
It's kind of that.
Right. Right. They've done
that
to us.
Does that make sense?
It does make absolute sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
But so you're saying if you'd been cryogenic'd from the 70s?
Oh, that would be different.
And then you opened a pack of salt and vinegar, you go, what the?
What has happened here? Have I lost my sense of taste while being cryogenic'd for 50 years? Yeah, that's what you'd say. Yeah.
Do you want a name, sir?
Do you have some options for me?
Yeah, I do. What do you think of this one? Dung Hooper. A little bit cowboy.
Yeah.
A little bit rural.
A little bit rude.
He's actually an online vlogger. He tours industrial estates filming guard dogs. That's, you know, might be up your street.
You had me until vlogger, and I thought,
Have put that in. Loudon Forthright.
Loudon?
Yeah.
As in Loudon Wainwright?
Yeah, but it's Forthright. He's a businessman, and Andy, he once made £100 in one day.
Up there with Lord Alan Sugar.
Yeah, what do you reckon?
Tempting. It's a maybe.
Okay. Peter Peppercock. He's got a very peppery Douglas, obviously.
Yep. I almost said yes as soon as he said it.
Okay, good morning, Peter Peppercock.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for inviting me along. Hey, I'll tell you what the best bit about coming back to the studio in London, because that's where we are.
Yeah.
I got to walk down Carnaby Street again on my way down here today.
Did you?
Oh, when you walk down Carnaby Street, you never know what you might see. A city farmer with a robot cow enters Trent Derby.
Oh, yes.
And that's what I saw. But Terence Trent D'Arby goes under a different name now. I don't know if you know that.
I saw him on the documentary about Paulie Yates.
Yeah, lots to digest there,
yeah,
I think. Below the waist content, wasn't it?
How do you mean? I don't understand that.
We're talking about them having it off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That was nice for them.
I didn't know anything about that.
I don't really follow
that sort of thing.
Terence Trent D'Arby just went on just to brag about it, really. And why not? Do you reckon Terence Trent D'Arby still wants us to sign our names across his heart, Bob?
Yes, I do. I think Terence would like us to
sign. I mean, it was 1987, and that single went silver in the UK, so that's 200,000 sales. And even if he got like a 1% take-up on that offer to sign our names across his heart, that's still 2,000 names that would be signed across his heart. I don't think his heart would take the stress.
Well, my surgeon said it's an incredibly resilient organ.
You could have 2,000 names signed across your heart.
Well, I'm just saying,
not yours, because yours
just don't. You know, people's hearts. Like, there was a footballer this week, Carlton Cole, maybe Carlton Palmer, something like that.
I think it was Carlton Palmer, wasn't
it? Had an heart attack.
Yeah.
His heart rate 240 and still completed a half marathon or something.
What, he had the heart attack during the marathon?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. And, there's all sorts of stories, you know, with the heart. Like, every time you have a heart attack, you lose a part of the heart, you know, but it...
Where does it go?
Carries on.
Shit it out?
No, it just dies.
Oh, no.
It gets flaky.
It liquefy.
It's flaky like your back. And the pipes that feed the heart, you know, this is the terrible thing about it, Andy. Mm-hmm. The heart is so resilient that even if you've only got like two pipes left, other than the seven or nine.
How many regular pipes do we have?
I think seven or nine, well, I'm not sure.
Seven or nine.
And you have two of them, and in and out, only working at 1%,
right,
it'll still pump away.
It'll keep you going.
Like it's holiday time in Mallorca.
Wow.
And then suddenly, bang. So it's almost a curse.
Out goes the light.
Its strength is almost a curse because it'll keep on going.
So you say that it could take 2,000 signatures.
Well, I'm wondering if
the average heart,
you know,
a healthy heart, maybe
a healthy heart. I've upped it. I've bigged it up, and so maybe it could.
True or false? Right? True or false? Sticking with Terence Trent D'Arby.
Okay.
The B side of "Sign Your Name."
Yeah.
Across My Heart.
Yeah.
Was called "Greasy Chicken."
False.
True or false?
It's false.
It's true.
Don't be daft.
It's true. It's true. That's not going to do his heart any good either, is it? Greasy Chicken.
Hey, Andy.
What?
Are you air frying a whole chicken yet? Last time I asked you, hadn't.
Yeah. You want to see a photograph?
But what do you reckon? Yeah, but
amazing.
You just look like you're very
55
happy.
55 minutes. I'm just going to go onto my photos app and I'm just going to search chicken and see if it'll find it. And I think it will. Has it? It has, you know. Look at that.
Oh, it's beautiful, isn't
it?
It's beautiful. See, I was...
Cause crispy skin on it.
50 minutes. I got mine out after 40. You know, I used the probe.
Oh,
it was hot enough.
Oh, really?
I used my probe.
Really? Yeah.
Oh, well, how
the rumours are true.
So, you're doing some frozen fish cakes from Iceland, say, yeah?
Right.
And it says put them in for 15 minutes. Because it's air fryer, you might go 12, 10, something like that. What makes you think it's ready if you don't have a probe?
You're going to use a probe on fish cakes?
It's too fucking right, yeah.
It's just guesswork.
Well, it's guesswork, isn't it?
Yeah, so I've been right so far. I've never had any consequences that I couldn't handle.
Yeah,
put it that way.
It's taking time, Mom, isn't it? Should ever all your food, if you keep your food, if you eat it after 75 degrees Celsius, you'll be all right.
So, really?
Yeah.
So
and I'll tell you what,
raw fish
it's
cakes.
Just a little tip because it's really quite enjoyable. Get yourself a probe.
I'm going to get a probe.
It's quite good fun.
Yeah. Is there anywhere in the Oxford Street area I could pick one up today, do you think?
No, go Amazon, man.
Amazon? Controversial.
Andy, I've had a crime files in.
Okay.
You ready? Crime.
I wasn't ready.
Ah, shit.
I'm not ready. No, I'm ready.
Crime files. Nasty little one.
Am I in this at all?
Well, you are in some stuff that I haven't sent you, so
right
I might be this. It's a bit of a nasty one, this, Andy.
Oh,
anyways,
no.
Up. The small Buckinghamshire market town of Chesham lies in the Chiltern Hills, some 25 miles northwest of London. A quiet commuter town known for the 4 B's, boots, beer, brushes and Baptists. The TV weatherman Francis Wilson used to live here, but he doesn't anymore. Chesham boasts one of the lowest crime rates in southeast England and is considered one of the top 10 places to live in the UK. That, Andrew, was until the 4th of October 2022, when the reputation of the town changed forever.
Shit, hang on. It's not ready. Now it's ready.
There it goes. That's like a moped coming from the distance. We had to
it faded in for some reason. All right.
Tucked behind the market square in Lewin's Yard was the latest studio of nonsense potter Mr. Neil Hunt. It was a quiet Tuesday lunchtime and Neil was sat at his desk reading the Daily Mail and applying TCP to a sore on his left thigh. Mm. Suddenly the front door opened and in walked the apprentice frontman, Sir Alan Sugar. Gertcha. From this place, you couldn't throw a wobbler, never mind throw a pot. Alan holds up his phone, which plays a short blast of canned laughter. Now, I have this canned laughter here, Andrew.
Yes.
I think.
Right. Good luck with that.
Oh.
You sound like the moped there.
Are we editing this show?
Not this bit.
Oh, man. Alan holds up his phone, which plays a short blast of canned laughter. Let me have a butcher's at your business plan, boss, says Alan. Yeah. Excuse me, but who the hell do you think you are waddling in here demanding business plans? And don't call me boss unless you work for me. And I assure you, I wouldn't employ an old walnut like you, even if my toilet was blocked and you were the only plumber with working arms left standing on planet Earth. Get out of my nonsense pottery. Listen, park down. Just shut it for a moment. I don't want to hear any more. I don't want to hear any more. I'm interested in investing in shitty local businesses, and this dump caught my eye. I'm looking to invest £100,000, so today could be more like the lottery than pottery for you. Then I have to try and find that sound effect.
Okay.
That's good. Neil. Oh, yes, and where did you get that sort of money to throw around willy-nilly? You look more like a scrap dealer than a wheeler dealer. Neil gets out his phone and plays his trombone sting. Well done, Neil. If you want the money, just give me a quick elevator pitch. Though from the look of you, you need a facelift more than a lift to the boardroom. Canned laughter, Andy.
Okay, I'll do it. My name is Neil Hunt, and I operate the UK's most respected nonsense pottery, selling nonsense pieces at nonsense prices. It's a market that's flourishing and will continue to grow as the public demand more nonsense in their lives. There, that's it. That's my pitch. And by the way, if you needed a lift, it would probably be to a walnut farm to chat with your mates.
What?
So, what's your turnover this year to date? And I don't mean the amount of times you've turned over in bed due to your septic thigh. They're laughing at me. Oh, they like that one.
It's doubled every single year since 1976. And might I say, the only thing you seem to have doubled is your chin.
You know what's coming, Andy.
Yeah. There it
is. I think this is actually pretty good.
No, I'm enjoying it.
Very good news. And what are your capital costs? And I don't mean how much have you spent on Oyster cards attending topless bars in London? Canned laughter, here we go.
I don't have any capital costs. Everything's paid for and depreciation is claimed against profits. Grab hold of that with your sausage fingers.
Alan grabs hold of a nonsense pottery vase featuring a hazelnut with an arrow through it and the words, "I'm nuts for you," written on it. What's a markup on a piece of nonsense like this? Because, I must say, I think you would have to be nuts to buy it.
90%, and it retails at £40,000.
Very impressive. I'm tempted to invest right here and now. At that moment, the door opens and in walks Karen Brady.
Lord Sugar, a car is waiting for you outside to take you to Alexander Palace, where you have a meeting with Daffy Duck.
But Karen, I'm about to make a deal here. And when I say deal, I don't mean the town in Kent.
Come on, let's seal the deal. And when I say seal, I don't mean the pop singer, you know, with the facial scar.
The door opens again and in walks Tuca Sullivan from Dragon's Den.
Yes.
Durr.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
Just hold your horses.
I'm willing to give you £150,000 for a 2% cut in your nonsense pottery. I can get you a lock-up for your stock, import your clay from China at a quarter of the price, and put billboards up in places that they will be seen. And when I say seen, I don't mean that bit in Harry Potter, you know, where the Ford Anglia ends up in the tree. SFX ta-da.
I think I'm going to go with Tuca. That's a much better offer. And when I say offer, I don't mean offer tits.
Before the sound effect has even finished, Karen has walked over to Neil and thrust her ballpoint pen into the sore on his thigh. I think you should go with Lord Sugar.
Oh, my God, what are you doing? Do you not know who you're dealing with here? I'm Neil Hunt. And my daughter-in-law's piano teacher has access to wires so thin and sharp they could cut you open like cheese. I also have a ray gun on order from Infinity Rocket Plastics. Though I must admit they've missed several delivery deadlines.
Karen digs the pen in deeper. Just say you will go with Lord Sugar and the pain stops.
Bloody hell, Karen, you've got a lot of pent-up aggression there.
Canned laughter.
Okay, I'll take the deal with the sugar man. Christ, why is it always little old me? Just last week I cleaned a strained dog's eyes so that its sight returned, and every week I help repair the fences in the donkey sanctuary.
Tuca, well... Right, I'll get back to the den, and I don't mean the home of Millwall Football Club. Tuca leaves the shop.
Pleasure doing business with you, son, says Alan. And if you don't mind, I'll purchase one of these hazelnut vases. I've got a fresh one out of the kiln here. You can take it now.
Alan points at the vase that's fresh out of the kiln.
That's fired.
SFX, yeah. Come after... Karen, come on, Lord Sugar. Daffy Duck's waiting for you.
OK, just send the invoice to my head office.
Karen and Alan leave. Neil is left alone.
Ha, fucking ha. That vase he took had a flaw in the glaze that renders it worthless. That's 140K I've taken in one morning. I'm Neil Hunt and I'm loving my life.
Oh. I'm sorry, Andy, that was a bit of a mess, but I think it could be fun.
I enjoyed it.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Shall we have some questions from the parsnippers at this point?
Yeah, go on then.
Because there's quite a few and they're good. I've got one here, right, which I think... Out of all the thousands that have been submitted over the years, this is possibly my favourite ever question. And, Bob, it's topical.
Okay.
From Peter Algie. Imagine you are going to be enclosed in a giant Easter egg. You have only 10... You're having a bit chump there. Biscuit. You have only 10 seconds to pick something from your living room to help you escape from the massive and thick as out chocolate. What are you choosing?
Did you say it's thick as out?
He put thick as out, Peter Algie.
To me, that feels like it's a foot of chocolate. Would you agree?
Well, it's a giant Easter egg. You've got to think about how thick a standard Easter egg is, and then you've got to replicate that, extrapolate that. Is that the word?
Could be.
For it to be giant. So the casing has got to be pretty thick. Thick as out, as he says.
Well, thick as out, what do you think that is? 6 inches?
8 inches.
8 inches. 10 seconds, nothing. To
nothing
glance around.
Nothing springs to mind
up.
In your living room that you could
grab. Oh, all right, I'm sorry.
You've got a poker.
Exactly what I have got.
Yeah,
it's probably what I'd run to, the poker. I don't know whether that would have been a good choice. I'm instantly thinking maybe I should have took something to apply heat. You know, like my cigarette lighter or something like
that. Yeah, that would take ages, though, to melt through 8 inches of chocolate.
Yeah.
I don't think you'd have enough petrol in it.
Yeah. I've got a diesel lighter, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
Wish I hadn't. There was a time when they said, we get a diesel lighter.
Yeah.
That's better.
The future.
Now
and
I'm told.
They said, no, you're killing the planet. You're king poison. I've got a pretty hefty table lamp.
Right.
And the base of it is heavy.
Yeah.
Very heavy. It's orange as well, if that's any help to you.
I think that will help you, yeah.
And I reckon if I took the lampshade off,
removed
the bulb, because that could smash, I could probably force me out.
Chip away at it.
Yeah.
With the little brass bit.
I could be out of there in 30 seconds, I reckon.
Yeah.
If I had to be. Before the air runs out.
Oh, of course, there's that side of things, isn't
there? Of course there is, yeah. You're sealed in.
Well, I think I might be better with my poker to drive a little air hole through initially so I can relax into the job.
Wriggle the air hole and make it bigger and bigger till you can get out.
You got it.
Getting air is your first.
It might actually
priority.
Be the priority, yeah.
Wasn't that a good question?
It's not a bad question. Not a bad question.
This is from someone who just called Want.
Right.
Weird. Do you mind thinking about outer space from time to time, or is it all a bit too scary?
Don't scare me, Andy. I don't think about it much. Do you know at school you got kids who look like space, kids who like dinosaurs, or things like that?
Yeah.
I just like football. I don't understand space.
You're a simple man, aren't you, really?
In terms of space, I know less than a 10-year-old, you know.
Yeah, you're not worried about stuff out there that could come and you know, interfere with our lives? Or...
Nah.
You just got to get on with it, haven't you?
If
it
happens. So.
Hey, if something comes along from out there, it might be for the better. You're right.
And I mean, life's meant to be fun, Andy, you know. If you take it too seriously, you're making an error, so...
That's a very good point. Getting back to football, you once talked about you had an annuity from the Football League.
I do, yeah, still receiving
regarding a move.
A move that you could make in the penalty area.
Yeah.
Yeah, that will guarantee that either a goal is scored or a penalty is awarded. I'm not bringing football down, Andy. If you're like digging at me to try and tell you about it.
I was up for some kind of clue, maybe.
No.
You're not.
Well, it does involve you having to get on the ground. Okay, so if that, I don't think that's giving too much away. Interesting, isn't it?
It's fascinated me for years, that has.
To think I hold the future of football in these grubby little
It's
hands.
Incredible that such a simple-minded man could have devised something.
Yeah.
Did you come across it by accident?
Yeah, by
Were
accident.
Were you high when you came across it?
No, well, I think it was ignored at the time.
Right.
And then afterwards, the coach and the referee were talking as if it was fun. They'd say, oh, you could have actually awarded a penalty then.
Right.
And the referee was sort of like, yes, do you know what? Of course, I should have awarded a penalty, silly as it sounds. And that's how it started. Yeah.
And they haven't changed the rules to try and counteract it?
No, they're just
secretly.
They're just on me. They're watching
they
me.
They just keep forking out the money.
I see people following me on the train this morning. I think there was someone.
Yeah, from Lytham St Anne's, where the Football League is based. Yeah. Sticking with football, Adam Peter says, if you could have any past footballer's hair either to wear yourself or to neatly display somewhere, who would you choose?
I'm always drawn to the Colombian lad, you know, Valderrama?
Valderrama, huge frizzy hair of Valderrama.
Yeah, I'm just always drawn to that. It's a beautiful sphericalness to it.
And, perfection, wasn't it? It was like the Hair Bear Bunch.
And it was many-coloured. You know, deep within its pile,
there
was a lot of texture and colour.
We're not talking about rainbow colours. We're talking about just various tints of
various
blonde
tints
and brown.
And bronze and browns.
Yeah.
And what a beautiful piece. And I probably wouldn't wear it.
Yeah.
But I'd like to display it. And,
in your home?
Yeah.
You couldn't smash your way out of an egg with it, so don't put it in your living room.
No chance, but you could sit on your ass on it.
Is it that, what?
If I was watching
you
sit attempt...
in it?
Well, no, if I was watching you attempt...
Yeah.
To escape.
Oh, like you sit on the glass
on
case
me
that
ass.
It would be within.
No, I'd sit on my ass watching you and counting down the time and
What's
hoping
this got
you
to
didn't
do with
emerge.
The hair? Where's the hair?
It's under my ass.
You're sitting in it?
No, sitting on it,
on it,
Andy, yeah. It's just an idea.
I don't think it's firm enough. I'd go Eric Gates, 1987.
Why?
When he played for Sunderland, when he signed for Sunderland.
What, did he have a side part? Greasy side part?
No, it was kind of just a farmer's hairstyle, I'm going to say.
Mighty old.
With a mullet element to it. It was just wild chaos.
Yeah.
But at the same time, beautiful.
Do you like the darts player, the mullet?
The what?
Have you seen the mullet, the darts player?
No, who's he?
He was in the Worlds last year. Got knocked out first round. I think he's German or Austrian. And is, you know, he's the mullet. That's what it says on the back of his shirt.
I'm not familiar.
Great big, fucking gorgeous mullet on him.
Is he American?
I don't. No, I don't think so. I think he's. I liked him.
Good.
I liked him. I've got some topics of interest to run past you, Andrew.
All right. Okay.
But hey, just saying topic thing makes me think of one. You know topic, the chocolate bars being discontinued?
That's it?
Just about 2 months ago.
Kept that quiet.
It's a shocker, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I just wonder, what other chocolate bar would you... what other chocolate bar do you wish had been discontinued rather than the topic?
I'm not a fan of the double decker, to be honest.
Thank you, Andy. I'm exactly with you. It's shit, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's shit. I mean, it's not shit... But it's terrible choice. Yeah.
I bought a pack of four in B&M recently because just out of nostalgia.
Yeah.
Because I hadn't had one for years. I thought I'd try them. Four for a quid. Yeah. I've got three Whispers in my bag if you want one later.
Oh, I like a Whisper.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sort you out with that later on. But yeah, I had it and I thought, this is fucking awful. Pointless. Pointless chocolate.
Hey, here's a topic. You know the onion ring? Deep fried onion ring?
Yeah.
You know, like, lovely thought, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do I like one of them? But have you ever actually had one that's crunchy like you hope it is?
No, I have.
You reckon?
But in a pub.
Yeah.
Not from a chippy or a takeaway.
Always disappointing.
Just too soft.
You think you're going to go...
Yeah.
But you don't soggy mess
them. I don't know how they make
them. Deep fry them.
But how do they create the ring of onion?
They cut an onion with a knife and it falls into rings.
Does it?
It's just the nature of the onion,
I've
Andy.
I've just been cutting my onions wrong, I reckon. What else you got?
Winter tyres.
Nah, bothered.
Okay, nah. All right, fair enough.
If I lived on a slope, maybe I'd consider it, but nah. Winters are getting more clement over here, so I'm not worried.
Clement, eh?
Yeah, clement, yeah.
Nigel Pearson, you know, Moose from Infinity Rocket Plastics, he's got a device now that he's trialling. It allows you to hear conversations that are about 15 to 20 yards away, up to 15, 20 yards away. You can actually hear them crisp. And he was in Bristol last week. He went to the retail park there to try it out. And he got really lucky because when he was in Costa Coffee, in walked Nigel Pearson,
nice.
Manager of Bristol City. And Moose sent me a transcript of what occurred. So here it is. Fella behind the bar says, "What's Bristol? Bristol, a bit like that, innit?
A bit like that, innit? Yeah.
Hello there.
Ian Holloway.
Ian Holloway, that's right, yeah. Hello there, right? Can I take a name, please? No. You may not, young man. What business is it of yours? Oh, just so I can identify your order. I'm very easy to identify as I am the bloke, the fucking voice.
Is it a bit Brian Clough,
young man,
isn't he?
Young man, I am the bloke who looks like he wants to fight you. And that is because I do want to fight you. And if I fight you, it is a fight that I will win. Oh, all right. Can I take an order? Can I? What is it? Do Holloway again?
Ian Holloway, innit?
I can't take an order without a name. In that case, my name is... Best fighter, because I am the best fighter in the UK and Europe. Okay, I'll use that then. Now, what can I get you? I will have a large, full-fat latte and a fight, please. We don't sell fights. That then why not fight me for free without payment? But I must warn you, it is a fight you will lose. Any other outcome is impossible due to my fighting prowess. I don't want to fight. I do, though, because I'm an excellent fighter. What sort of... What, did you make him Geordie instead? What sort of fight do you actually mean? a British fight using British fighting techniques, including headbutting, but no kicking. I'm an excellent headbutter, and my headbutting has won me many a fight. No, I'm all right, thanks. Do you accept that if we had a fight, it is a fight that I would win? Yeah, all right, yeah, you would win. In that case, just the latte, thanks. Can I have cinnamon sprinkles on it, please? No, sorry, we don't stock the cinnamon sprinkles no more. The absence of sprinkles in a coffee outlet is unforgivable. Go and tell your boss that there is a fighting man out here who wants a fight about the lack of sprinkles, and don't forget to inform him that it is a fight he will lose because the precedent of me losing a fight does not exist. I'm so sorry he's not in here today. In that case, give me his home address so I can attend to fight him, or alternatively fight me yourself. It's your choice. Well, Moose told me that the bloke wrote something down on a piece of paper, probably the manager's address, yeah. I suppose. Then yeah. Nigel walked out with a great big fighting smile on his face. Ooh. Was how he described it. Lo and behold, Andy, fucking hell, check this out. In walks Mick McCarthy.
as if by magic. Yeah.
Can I take a name, please? What do you want that for, you bastard? Just so we can identify your order, you bastard. Sorry, sir. Bastard. That's me name, you nosy bastard. Okay, what can I get you, sir? I'll have a camper bastard choo-choo, extra bastard hot with cinnamon bastard sprinkles, you bastard. Sorry, sir, we don't do the cinnamon sprinkles anymore. Why, bastard, not you bastard. You know, there just wasn't the demand. That's bullshit, you bastard. It's just bastard cost-cutting. This shop is a bastard for treating customers like bastards. Well, you know, we have plenty of happy customers. Yeah, happy bastards. I'm out of here and I'm not being treated like a bastard. Like you bastard. We've got nutmeg sprinkles. Nutmegs for bastards. And Mick left, and that was the end of this report.
Which went on too long.
For which I apologise.
I enjoyed it. That was good. That was very good. It made us think about something, but I forgot what it was. I was going to say, we've done a lot of waffling on, but I hope that...
I hope there was something to cling on to.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, everybody, and bye.
Yeah, thank you, Parsnippers. See you next time.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.